a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho! Hello, boys and girls. It's time for a horrible Christmas. John D. and Westy have been very, very good boys, but Jimmy Napalm has been very, very naughty. However, that's between him, me, and the Mexican Federales. Let's pour a cup of eggnog, pull a chair up to the fire, and see what the boys are up to.
And welcome to It's a Horrible Christmas. Our Christmas special for this year, everyone's been waiting for it, and I'm Jimmy Napalm. I'm a little sick, and you can tell that if everyone's sick and it's freezing out, what time of year is it? That's right, John D's favorite time of year. Speaking of which, we have John D with us. Hello, John.
Hello. Nice to be in the cold.
Yeah, horrible. And then we have Westy for the third of us.
Oh, what's up, boys? How you doing?
Good. Hello, have you been good? Santa going to bring you a new saxophone?
Absolutely. I'm practicing real hot.
What would you do if Santa brought you a sax?
I'd have to sell it because I have no idea how to play it.
That joke didn't go too well. Maybe we'll have we'll play some games, some reindeer games or something. But wait, who is that? What's at the that? Door?
What?
Merry Christmas, boys.
Oh my gosh, John, look who it is.
I can't believe it. It's a Christmas miracle. It's Cabo the Elf.
Cabo the Elf.
What's up, Cabo?
How we doing?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad you're here, bud.
Happy to have you.
How
class this place up.
How is the North Pole this year, Cabo?
North Pole is effing freezing.
Hey, John would like to live there. It's freezing all the time.
Right? Yeah, nice. No summer.
Yeah.
No traffic.
No bug diseases. No sharks. Yeah, I like it.
Not very dangerous. Not dangerous living in North Pole.
That's right.
No. Everyone plays hockey.
Yeah, it's all you can play.
Elf hockey.
Elf hockey.
So, Cable, I noticed that you have dragged in some sort of ginormous wheel. Is ginormous a word? Gigantic wheel with you.
We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun spinning the wheel. We'll see what happens.
All right. So what do you have, like categories to give us?
Yeah, we got some categories here.
All right.
Should I give it a spin?
Give us a spin. Who wants to go first? Who wants to answer the question first?
Whatever. I'll go first.
All right.
Let's see. Here goes the wheel. Let's see what we land on for Westy Christmas songs.
Nice. All right.
Come on, Westy. What do you got?
All right. So we're going with my favorite Christmas song, right? Is that what we're doing here?
Yep.
All right. Well, again, I'm going to go back to what makes a good song, right? So emotional, memorable, test of time, right? So I'm old school, right? I pretty much love all the classic Christmas songs, from Bing's White Christmas to Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby, right? Anything by the Carpenters. But you know what I like the most? And this is going to sound kind of boring, but, you know, it's the first Christmas song I start with every year. It's Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song, Merry Christmas to You. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Nothing better than that song.
Classic.
That is a delightful choice, Wes. Wouldn't have been my pick, but whatever. It's good.
So, you know, again, I'm old school. I'm an old soul, right? So I love the classics. So, you know, again, that song just, I don't know, just it hits home, right? I love it.
You love the big violin intro they hit you with right at the start.
Oh God! Once it starts, man, waterfalls, baby.
The Little House on the Prairie was the Little House on the Prairie episode. That Christmas episode.
Exactly.
Waterfalls.
Oh, all right, Frankie Angel.
All right. So I'm also supposed to give my least favorite song. Is that right? What we're doing here today?
Sure.
Yep. All right. This one was easy. Top of the list, number one song. Mm. Worst song in the world, Christmas song.
Hold on. Don't say it. Will John disagree and it will be like John's favorite song? What are we thinking?
I don't
No,
know.
no,
I
it's
thought we
not
were
gonna
going
be.
to align on the first one, but he took a turn that I wasn't expecting. So I think we're probably going to line up on this. But go ahead, West.
No, I say you're gonna disagree. I don't think it's your favorite, but I think you're gonna disagree.
I would be so shocked if John
Fable
likes
the
this
Elf,
song.
what do you think?
I don't know. I have a feeling that it's going to be John's favorite.
Probably won't be.
I've
I
listened
can
to
tell you
the
my
podcast
favorite, but
enough.
I almost guarantee this is not going to be John's favorite. If it is, John, you and I need to figure out 40 years of friendship because this is not a good song. All right, ready?
What is it? Let's have it.
It's called, you guys heard the song called The Christmas Shoes?
Oh, God.
What's that?
You never heard
Yes,
this? It's
instantly turn the channel.
Mama
Oh.
needs a new pair of shoes, something like
Yes,
that.
yes.
I've never
Like,
even heard of it.
it's by a Christian band. I had to look this up. It's by a Christian band called New Song. And I never even heard of them. It's just dumb. Like, this, it's about this poor kid trying to buy shoes for his mother who's dying on Christmas Eve.
Right. Well,
And
that's
he's
a
in
treat.
line and he doesn't have enough money. So the guy behind him gives him money because he's like, he's lost to Christmas. He doesn't know what Christmas is. And then all of a sudden now, oh, this poor kid who can't afford to buy shoes for his dying mother brought the Christmas spirit back to him. Like, seriously? Like, that's the worst song ever.
I've never heard it, and so I
Oh.
could not have it as my favorite. So, Wes, we did not, you know, I like your Nat King Cole, and I don't know this one,
Yeah,
so I can't
y'all
say.
do your favorite, just listen to it once and you'll be like, oh my God, this is the worst song
Right,
ever.
sounds, is it worse than McCartney? Because that song sucks too.
That was up there, right? That was probably number two, but this was John, this is next level.
All
Like,
right, I'll have to listen.
oh, like his mother needs to look nice to get into heaven. Like, come on.
Yeah,
Is that what
because
we do?
that's how God judges.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's the worst. I'm
By
telling you.
your sh footwear.
Oh, terrible. Cable, you got my back on this one?
Oh my God, it's brutal. It's like
Yeah.
talking about taking a dump on the Christmas table.
Oh, seriously.
It's so sad. It's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it tries way too hard to be this like love, like this Christmas, this, oh, terrible.
All right,
Terrible.
Cable, you want to give us another spin?
Here we go. And looks like Johnny D, you got movies.
All right, movies for Christmas. So,
Oh, hold on. So your new favorite first or worst?
what do you guys want me to do? Well, I'll take votes. What do you think you want?
Let's go with the favorite.
All right.
I'm gonna guess you don't. Hey, I think there's both worst. I can't even picture you having a favorite anything.
No, you know something? I was a little sad on this topic because I don't think I really, and again, I haven't seen everything, right? And I'm not going to include things like Die Hard because that's questionable as if it's Christmas or not, or something like even Batman Returns. I saw that listed somewhere as a Christmas movie. And I'm like,
What? Oh,
wait a minute,
really?
no, yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna go into that. And but you know, to be honest, I don't think I've seen a Christmas movie that I thought was bad.
Gremlins.
Gremlins is good. Gremlins is Elf. You know, Nightmare Before Christmas, Bad Santa, Home Alone, you know, Christmas Story, It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, there's not.
I got one that's really bad, but
Well,
go ahead.
you might. Maybe I just hadn't seen it like you did to me with the song.
Yeah, I got you.
So if we're going favorite, right, the one that I always love, and Wes kind of ruined it already, is Scrooged
Yeah.
with Bill Murray. It is so underrated and
Absolutely.
so hysterical. It's Bill Murray at his Bill Murrayest,
Yep.
and it was just awesome. It was such a great retelling of Scrooged, where, you know, if anyone hasn't seen it, which a lot of you probably haven't, where Bill Murray plays a TV executive, and he's trying to get ratings for his Christmas Carol, Christmas special that he has on his network, and obviously he's a jerk and he gets visited by the ghosts, and it's hysterical and it's awesome and everyone should watch it.
That
It's
might
a
be my
great
favorite
one.
interpretation of that of A Christmas Carol. Like that
Yeah.
is, it's super underrated. I agree.
Cable, what do
Wow.
you think?
Love it. And it, you know what, it's funny, it reminds me that was playing at General Cinema at the mall when we were all working there back in the day. So I saw it like 100 times over and over when I was supposed to be getting people popcorn or whatever. I was just hanging out watching Scrooge. That was a good one.
That might be the first time we saw it, I think, right?
I think so.
Right.
Which sort of leads into my least favorite, but what is there's more of a story with that one. But I want to hear Jim's opinion. Jim's been very quiet today.
I like it.
All right.
It's not my favorite, but I really enjoy. I enjoy the sections of it. I like Carol Kane beating up.
Oh, Carol Kane's
great.
Beats him up, and of course, I like bust the point. David Johansson, bust
David
the point
Johansson,
there.
and even Karen Allen.
Yeah, Karen Allen's great.
Oh yeah, and Bobcat Goldthwait.
Bobcat as
oh my god, it's so good.
As,
you just keep saying it's the best. It's like it's so good. Love
yep.
it.
I'm gonna guess there's three people listening who's actually seen it. So
well, now they better go watch it.
They go
and
watch
then
it.
You can thank us later because it was awesome.
To all our tens of listeners, you should need to go watch it.
All Flash. Six of them.
We have a lot of Irish fans. I don't know if Scrooged made it across the Atlantic, but
yeah,
all right. Knows. So you're the one you do not like.
So this was tough, and this goes back to when at Cable the Elf and others were working at the movie theater. And this is something I believe, Wes, you were there, and I think Jim was too. And we hated this movie.
I know.
When it came out, we almost walked out. Now, we didn't pay for it, so walking out wasn't a big deal. But we almost walked out of this movie. We hated it. And this is going to be a shout out to one of our listeners, Mr. Dana Swanstrom, who was ahead of the curve with us on this one. And that's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah,
when we went and saw that initially, we absolutely hated it.
Hated
and
it.
Swanstrom was laughing like a maniac.
Yeah,
and in the end, he was right. It's really good.
Hold on. You said this is your least favorite.
It's the only one that I had any sort of hatred towards of a Christmas movie. It was a real stretch to find something right, and that was it. We did hate Christmas Vacation the first time we saw it.
Yep.
And I hated it. I couldn't stand it. But now when I watch it, I laugh my ass off. It's hysterical. So it's kind of a cop out, but I don't know any bad Christmas.
Christmas of the Cranks. Is that the Tim Allen one?
Jamie never saw it.
One?
Yeah.
It's
never
terrible.
Saw it.
But terrible. Don't.
With the Cranks? What is
Yeah, it's terrible.
You actually sat and watched a movie called
Christmas. No, I shut it off. It's terrible. It's awful.
Oh, and I didn't do any of the TV specials either, like Rudolph or something like that, because you could consider those movies. But those
Well,
are
I get that's
Yeah.
That's coming next.
Yeah, no, but again, I steered clear of that as well. But yeah, I've never really seen a bad Christmas movie. I could usually get a little something out of them, all of them, right?
I'm sure if you put it on the Hallmark Channel, you'd see
exactly.
A series of bad ones in a row.
There are bad ones out there, but I just haven't sat through one. So the closest I got was hating Christmas Vacation the first time I saw it.
Wow.
And since then, I've definitely turned it. And I'll, you know, like I said, Swanstrom ahead of the curve on that one. I just didn't get it, and now I love it when I see it. So, anyway, that's a
it's
cop-out.
So
hey, Bo, up at the North Pole, you and Santa watch anything particular, or is Christmas played out because it's all Christmas?
Big fan of Christmas Vacation. Big fan of Home Alone 1 and 2. Cannot watch 3. Cannot watch 3. So maybe I've never seen it. Maybe that's the one that I would say I can't stand. But why bother with 3? What are you doing?
See, I would think up in the North Pole, it'd be a lot of Christmas all the time. So you kind of key in on like Tarantino movies and stuff like that. But I guess not.
Summer movies, like One Crazy Summer and Better Off Ooh. Dead.
Yes.
Right?
I would like One Crazy Summer.
One Crazy Summer.
All right, Cabo, you want to give the wheel one more spin? I guess I'm up and you can tell me what the subject is.
All right, let's give it a big spin here. Here we go. And looks like Johnny D teased it. We're on TV specials for you, Jim.
All right. Favorite one is kind of easy for me. Charlie Brown Christmas. Reason being is there are at least three iconic. It's 22 minutes, and there are at least three iconic parts of it that have made its way into popular culture. One, the Charlie Brown Christmas tree itself comes from that.
Yeah.
Two, the song Linus and Lucy.
Yep.
Comes from that. And three, the scene when they dance.
Yes.
Yes.
I used to say the dance scene.
Yeah. So that alone. The other thing is, and I'll admit this to the entire world, I cry at the end every time.
Wow.
Like, as you should. You're a sensitive guy.
Look at that cough. Like, if I go watch it now at the very end when they go, ooh, we have there I am.
Waterfalls, Frankie, waterfalls.
So I think that's the best. Worst one is an abomination that you've seen called Rudolph's Shiny New Year.
Yeah.
With Rudolph with a caveman, a
yep.
camel with a clock, and baby New Year.
Baby
yeah. yeah, with the big
those
ears.
Those ears.
So, I guarantee no one has seen this. Baby New Year is a baby who has giant ears.
Ears.
He has to hide them under a top hat. But every time he gets sad or he gets excited, the hat flies off and everyone makes fun of him. So
the bird try to kill him?
Probably. I don't
Yeah, the vulture, right? Is there a vulture?
The bad guy's a bird trying to kill the baby.
But not only that, but that pot itself is kind of iconic because for the longest time anyone with big ears would be called Baby New Year.
Baby New Year.
But the reason I think it's the worst is not because of Baby New Year, the caveman, or whatever the hell else was in there. It was because I put myself as a kid, as a child, when these things were on TV, and you looked forward to them. You were at, elementary school, like tonight Rudolph's on, or tomorrow.
Yeah, you had to watch it.
You had to watch it. It was on once,
but
right?
It was live. Yeah, once
because
a year.
Because when that happened, that meant that Christmas was coming, right?
Of course.
Rudolph's Shiny New Year was shown after Christmas. Who cares? Like, I was excited that Christmas Eve was coming, New Year's Eve was coming, or a new,
yeah.
like, oh, I can't wait for 1979 to come. Like, yeah, come on, really?
Well, Jules Bass needed all that money.
Yeah.
Was it Bass and Rankin, right?
Yeah, Rankin Bass. I mean, there were a lot of, if you look through, there were a lot of crummy ones, but that one hit hard because it didn't mean anything. Like, you want to watch it, and it was well done, but it just, like, Christmas is over, man.
Yeah.
It's just, you gotta wait a whole nother year and the stupid baby new year. So that
it's
was
a ridiculous concept.
Yeah.
The
really
whole
is.
Thing was
yeah.
ridiculous.
It makes zero sense. Like, like, why does baby new year have to have big ears? Like, I don't like it's why is there a vulture trying to kill him?
Yeah, it didn't make any sense at all.
It makes zero sense.
Okay. So that's my choice. So, Cabo, any idea about that? Any favorites?
I love it. Love it. For me, I was a big fan of the Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
And then the reboot with Jim Carrey, I thought was brilliant. I thought Jim Carrey was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then I think they did another reboot in like 2018 or 19 that I didn't even bother watching. I'm like, I can't.
How many times can you go back to the Grinch well?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the cartoon. I'm with Cable. I like the cartoon and the Jim Carrey one. Hey, I got a question for you guys. Where do you guys stand on like? Now that we're older, right? We've had kids, and where do you guys stand on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
It's awesome.
Is that still up there for you?
Yeah,
I watched it last week. Didn't cry.
Didn't cry.
Didn't cry.
No. Don't you think
still...
Santa Claus is kind of mean?
A little
they
bit.
They were all bullies, Westy.
Right? Yeah. Like they were
he came
older,
around.
So, oh my God! Look at his nose. He stinks. Oh wait, well no, we need you. So now we want you. Like yeah,
right. Yeah, it
not
doesn't
a great
really work
message.
That way.
I mean, that's what he used to say to you, West. We you
so, that's true.
Oh no, we need you. Wait.
No, that was
so,
a, no, that
so
was a three
wait,
legged
wait.
dog.
So Rudolph was supposed to tell Santa to F off for the way he treated him, and then we'd have no Christmas. He kind of had to go back.
No, I get it. I get it. I'm just now. I'm just saying. Now that we're a little bit older, and have kids of our own, I kind of watch it in a different light. And as I'm a teacher too, right? It's like I don't know. Santa Claus kind of mean.
Okay,
well,
hold on. So how do you feel about Charlie Brown Christmas when they call him a blockhead?
Yeah. All the time.
Well, he was a blockhead.
He got a nice tree. He always thought it was a nice tree, Linus.
Well, they made it look nice, right? The blankets, didn't Linus's blanket spruce it right up?
Yeah. Who knew?
Well, exactly. To this day in Rudolph, when the abominable snowman shows up at first, I still get scared.
Oh.
Wow.
Like Jim cries, I still get scared.
I will say though, Yukon Cornelius is probably one of my favorite characters in Christmas of all time.
No,
that guy's awesome.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, so that wraps up our wheel of categories. We'll be right back after this word from old friend Scott Green.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Scott Green checking in to show my support for the Horribly Perfect podcast trio, some pals of mine from good old BHS Class of 89. Jimmy Napalm invited me to share this, so if you're a baseball fan, Dynasty League player, and or follower of prospects in minor league baseball, check out my website, Prospects 1500, and our podcasts, Futures Focus and Dynasty Deep Dive. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, Horribly Perfect. Keep giving us your ridiculous conversations because we want more.
Well, that was nice to hear from Greeny. He had some good words for us. Let's wrap up this special with what else? But a little gift exchange.
Yes. You know,
some of us have got gifts for each other. I'd like to go first. I bought John a present.
That's nice of you, James.
Let me hand this package to you and you can unwrap it.
Thank you. Oh, well, look at this, Jim.
A Chico Rush shirt.
That's nice. That's nice. You know, you guys know I am a Devils fan because mainly Chico. And that is outstanding. I'm a little embarrassed at the team recently, but I'm still a fan. And that's very nice, James. I love it. It's the blue one, too. Blue Rockies shirt, which is wonderful. That's great. The original one. Thank you so much, Jim.
I thought you would like that. So would you like to give you a present to somebody?
Yeah, I have a gift for West. Ooh. Right? I went all out. And this isn't something I could wrap. I'm just going to have to give him directions. I got West a desert island for Christmas. Yeah, because, you know, West, there'll be no people there, no one driving, nobody from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's summer all the time. There's probably a lot of bacteria and sharks circling the water. And there's, you know, disease-carrying bugs. So I figured you'll love it. That's what I thought would be something you would enjoy more than anything. I'll send you the directions, and you can tell me how it is.
John, I really appreciate that. That's a present from the heart.
Thank you.
I really love that. Thank you so much. I can't wait to swim with the sharks.
They can't wait for you.
All right, so that means I get to give Jim my present, right?
I think so.
All right, James, here you go, buddy.
Oh, it's so heavy, or it's light. I can't tell.
It's light, yes.
Oh, it's light. It's so light, like a feather or something. Let me unwrap it. Oh, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, Jim. Well, you know what? I was doing some online shopping on Amazon, and I came across this shirt that's perfect for you. It says, "Breaking news. I'm a people person."
Oh!
And that's perfect for you.
So appropriate.
A people person you are. Oh. Even though you say you're not. Breaking news, James. You're a people person.
Now I'm going to cry.
See? Again, it's just like it's just like watching the Peanuts Christmas special.
Well, he needs Linus's blanket to wipe his tears.
No.
Well, thank you. I will never wear it.
You wear it all the time.
You wear it on your sleeve.
Hold on. I'm going to put it on right now. How does it look?
Oh, it looks great.
Looks great. Nice. Love it.
Oh, good. You got me a medium.
A little
good.
Tight.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
I got your medium.
Yeah. Wonderful. Oh, it's a woman's too. Wesley, do you have anything else you want to give?
I do. I have a little present for our friend Cable the Elf.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we're talking, and I know that Cable's son is playing for his JV hockey team as the eighth grader. So as a former parent of a middle schooler playing high school hockey, I got you a nice little bottle of whiskey that you can drink before every game and get yourself a little tattered before the game goes in. It makes it a lot better.
Fantastic. I'm sure this will help with my yelling at the refs for missing offside calls.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you drink enough, the offside calls don't matter.
All your problems just melt away. Just keep drinking, Cabo. That's the solution.
Just sit up in the corner by yourself and drink your whiskey and enjoy the game, buddy.
I will. I love it. Thank you.
Of course.
Well, gents and Cabo, I think we've done another year of podcasts, not just another season, but an actual year. So really? This concludes our second year of doing these podcasts. So, and there's nobody I'd rather do it with you get with than you guys. So thank you.
Keep up the good work, boys.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for swinging by, Cable the Elf.
Yeah, good to see you, bud.
Thank you for having me. Keep up the good work. It's been fun.
Yeah, good luck on Christmas with Santa. Hopefully that, you know, you give him everything that he needs for the sled and all that. So. Jim, I know. Where's my shirt? Anyways, with that, I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we will see you again in the spring, maybe, or I don't know, a late winter with season four of Horribly Perfect. So until then, for John D., Westy, and Cable the Elf, my name is Jimmy Napalm, and have a great rest of your year. Cheers.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye.
Cheers.
This special is brought to you by Sab Productions, the home of real bad media. Please subscribe to all of their naughty podcasts wherever you get your podcasts from.